Hello, ladies and gentlemen, back. Let me start over again.
Yeah.
You better watch out, you better start to cry. Better not shout, I'm telling you why. Psycho City's coming to town.
Well, the skeptics and all the people have a little bit of... Let me do this again.
Oh, it's live, pal.
And I have half the brain that you do.
Trying to make me look like a jackass.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of I Don't Know Shit, The Life and Times of Psycho Sid. I'm your host, Brent Piles, and with me, as always, to do the sit-along, sit-a-thon, watching pallet bombs, he's at GA Russell and Glenn Abbott. Glenn, how in the heck are you?
I'm doing fine, gentle Bex.
Did you say gentle Bex?
Gentle Bex, that's what you said.
Did I?
But he did gentle Bex, and then you started the game.
Oh, I'd forgotten all about it, Glenn. I already erased that from my mind. I'm very confused. I was like, what's a gentle back?
I don't know.
Glenn's like, I don't know, motherfucker. You said it. Well, that's fun. Anyway, I don't know. I don't really have anything else to say. Do you got anything you want to say?
Well, that's it. Like, peeking behind the curtain a little bit here. We record these on a Thursday night, and then on Friday night, we do the show with the mayor.
Yeah.
Where we talk about football, we talk about wrestling and everything else for about half hour before we actually get into the real stuff.
Typically.
So we'll do all that then.
That's right.
No, Raw was good. AEW was good. That's all I need to say about it tonight.
I watched some of Raw, but not a lot of it. I haven't watched any NXT yet, so I really can't comment on anything anyway at this point. So so it doesn't matter. So let's get into it. Last week, it was a promo-heavy show. We saw a lot more of Sid talking. This week, we're going to see a little bit more Sid wrestling. He's going to kick some ass this week. Right now, we're going to watch a very interesting tag team match where one Jeff Gaylord will be teaming with King Kong Bundy. To take on Psycho Sid and Spike Huber, which a bunch of my wrestlers just found out. I don't know if you heard that, but they just took a tumble. Looks like Barry Windham has pushed over Triple H, who knocked over Roman Reigns, and Tully Blanchard pushed over Batista, who knocked over Seth Rollins. Currently on my
on.
Yeah, my wrestlers they've come to life apparently. Anyway, what were you gonna say about Spike Huber?
He's the square guy, isn't he?
Yeah, the square German guy. Yeah.
It's as wide as he's tall.
So they're taking on King Kong Bundy and Jeff Gaylord. Are you familiar with Jeff Gaylord?
I am, yes.
Have you listened to the Jeff Gaylord Crime and Sports episode yet?
I haven't yet. No, you recommended it to me last week, but I haven't got there yet.
There's so many good wrestling ones. The wrestling ones are the best ones. Even the guys who host the show will agree that the best shows are the wrestling shows. Because wrestlers are fucking insane, that's why.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. King Kong Bundy. Jeff Gaylord taking on Sid and Spike Huber. Here we go.
Big meaty man slapping meat.
Definitely. I'm not sure if Bundy was back in the WWE at this point or if he was about to make his return. Because I know in like 95, he comes back in like the Million Dollar Corporation.
Yeah. Even Sid couldn't lift up Bundy.
Not yet, anyway. I always liked the King Kong Bundy with hair when you saw him in like World Class. It was such like a weird thing to me because I never saw him with hair. Jeff Gaylord, if you looked at him from a different direction, he could be very much confused for Tatanka. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, very much so.
Or he could have been like a knockoff Ultimate Warrior. Sid coming from the top, from the middle rope, which will do him in later in his career.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to watching that again.
I don't know if I want to be honest with you. I get a little squeamish about broken legs and shit, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that.
I think we have to, though.
We might have to, but you might see a man throw up without drinking. Will be the thing that might happen. Oh, he got him down now. Look at this. King Kong Bunny's looking a little more. What the hell? Sorry, we did a little rewinding here. We're going to see the replay. I didn't even know I did that, but apparently I did. He crushed him. Oh, they're going to do it one more time? No, he's going to tag in Gaylord. Imagine, like, his real name is Jeff Gaylord, so I would change that for my ring name, personally.
Yes, yeah. You would think so, wouldn't you?
Especially in the 90s? Like, that's a bad name to have in the 90s. People probably made fun of him mercilessly.
Yeah, it would have caused a lot of comments.
Oh, God! That was high on the neck. Here we go. One, two, and three.
Four, five, yeah, six, count. Seven.
You can, as they say, you can count to 100. He ain't coming back. So there's one of the matches. There goes old King Kong Bundy and Jeff Gaylord. Jeff, they're on their way to rob banks, and Jeff Gaylord won rob banks, and then he's going to join the Million Dollar Corporation. So that'll be fun for him. Mm-hmm. And the next one, Glenn, is going to be, we've seen Sid beat this man up in a tag team match, and unfortunately for him, he's going to have to get beat up by him in a one-on-one match. It's his last name is Mooney. I can't remember his first name. It will show us, but we've seen Mooney beat up by Sid once, and we're going to see it again.
It's not Sean, that's for sure.
It is not Sean Mooney. This is an African-American gentleman.
Yeah.
Here he is. Here's the victim, and here comes the very intimidating-looking Sid.
He's brave, that guy.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't come back for
paying a lot of money.
I'm judging by the house here, I doubt they are, Glenn. I don't think he's making more than $25. Tracy Mooney, that's who it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe he was tagging with that steel guy when they got that their ass.
Yeah.
Oh, he totally missed that kick.
He did. He got out of the way of it. He sort of backed up on a sensible move.
He's a smart guy, this Mooney. Ooh. Most guys with the last name Mooney seem to be pretty smart, Glenn, you know?
They're a bit stiff, those punches going in there.
But did he borrow Steel's outfit, though, or do they have a tag team called Steel? Because his name's Mooney. It's a Steel on the back of his.
Yeah, it must be a tag. They must have had a tag team.
Tracy and Steel was their names. Tracy and Steel Mooney. Oh, look at him firing shots into Sid's belly. Very tough guy here, Mooney. Not very smart, but a tough guy. I told you he wasn't very smart. I don't like the USWA's referee shirts. They look terrible. They're like bad colors. They're like something you'd wear bowling.
Yeah.
Bowling big over in England, Glenn? People go bowling?
I assume they still do.
Is it called bowling? It's not like called trolley ball or some shit?
I know.
Okay.
It is called tenpin bowling, the same as it is over there. I used to go quite a lot.
When I was younger, we used to get fucking wasted and go bowling, yeah.
Yeah, we did 24-hour bowling competitions and everything.
Wow, 24-hour bowling competition, that's... If we had a 24-hour bowling competition, we'd also borrow booze, so we would have alcohol poisoning, unfortunately, so...
Well, yeah, there was that to it as well.
Yeah, yeah. I did a lot of interesting things at bowling alleys, not that we're going to discuss any of them here on the show, but...
No.
I think that's maybe just a Midwest thing. Most of us did most of our nefarious things in a bowling alley, which is strange.
Well, I suppose it's good. It's somewhere that's social.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
true. And I live in Lincoln, Nebraska. Okay, there's not a lot to do here. It's not football season. What do you want from me?
We could drink from a lot younger age than you could.
Yeah, that's true. Legally, at least.
Yeah, legally. So
here we go. Oh, great sell job there by Mooney. Great. Or just. Yeah, actual pain.
I don't think there's any selling there. I think he's actually just in pain.
Oh, let's watch it one more time. I like the way his foot just kicks out ever so slightly while Sid's betting him. Watch the little kick of the foot.
One.
That was fun. I enjoyed that.
Trying to kick out.
He's trying to kick out, but smart for him, he wouldn't. Now that's the most terrifying thing I've ever seen. I'm calling for you. That's not something I want to see. So there we go. Old Mooney's a tough guy, but not a smart guy for getting in there twice with Sid, if you know what I mean. The next one, this is like a short clip, but he takes on Tatanka while he's in the USWA. Yeah. You're going to find out exactly what I mean when you can't tell if it's fucking Tatanka or Jeff Gaylord because they look like the same person. Yeah. Especially with this bad 1990s.
Yeah, TV. I was going to say that it's very gritty.
So here he is taking on. They tell me it's Tatanka, but for all I know, it could be Jeff Gaylord. I don't know.
No, he's got slightly shorter hair.
Yeah, you're right. So he's got him beat here, but looks like somebody's got the referee. That's got to be Huber, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and here comes the Spellbinder who's coming in. I found an interesting video where the guy becomes Spellbinder, and we'll watch it sometime. Probably yeah. With the mayor.
What's he doing in there?
He's going to help him with the spike pile driver. He doesn't know how to do it. He's an idiot. What? They don't know what they're doing. Here we go. Now they've got it. That looked like it would have been more devastating if Sid would have just done it by himself.
On his own, yeah.
Yeah. One, two, and three. Sid wins with the help of...
terrible.
Yeah, that was not good.
That whole thing was a mess.
Let's watch this mess one more time.
Even the bad counted by the ref.
Yeah.
What he's doing. He's got no idea. Oh no.
He's like, we're gonna flip him. Okay, and up or down? Down, up, okay, up, down. There we go.
Okay.
And yeah, this slow prodding counting by the referee.
And then one, two, three.
That was the most anticlimactic thing ever.
Yeah, it was.
All right, this is the very last one, Glenn. He's gonna battle Jerry Lawler. Go ahead.
Nobody can say that this show bigs Sid up that much.
No.
Oops at all. We don't care.
We take the piss out of him or we hype him up. Either way.
Yep.
The next one, it's going to be him versus the King. And this match is going to end in controversial fashion. And then we're going to hear a little promo from the King about all this at the end. And then that's where we'll bring it to a close. But here we go. It's the King versus Sid. Sid is defending his USWA Undisputed Championship against the King in this one. So here we go. It looks like every punch hurts his hand.
Yeah.
So I guess it should. I haven't seen a lot of Jerry Lawler's old stuff, but I've been told that he may be the greatest wrestler of all time.
He is very good.
Yeah. Not like in technical form, but like intensive in terms of like having the crowd in the palm of your hand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I've heard. He's really working him into the ring post here, Sid is.
Yeah, Jeremy showed me a couple of... There's one with him and Terry Funk. Amazing match.
Yeah, I have to go back and have a look at that someday. Don't know when, but someday. And for years, I've been saying I'm going to go back and watch all this stuff. I never have. Really working the punches here by Jerry. Oh, he's going to body slam him. Look at the King go, Glenn. He's got like a cow. It looks like he's got cow pants on. You know what I'm saying? Because he likes to buy the girls milkshakes. What he does. Oh, Sid's fighting back, though. He said, I'm not going to let no fucking Jerry Lawler dressed up like a fucking cow make me look like an idiot in the fucking Mid-South Coliseum. No fucking way, man. They got this fucking referee. Uncle Fester's the referee. You know, Glenn, we haven't put anybody in the AWI Pod Hall of Fame on this show. We're going to do it right now. Congratulations to Uncle Fester, the USWA referee, the newest member of the AWI Pod Hall of Fame. He deserves, oh my God, Glenn, it's a ball of fire. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire, Glenn. Did you see it? So here comes Sid. He's walking around. He's minding his own business. All of a sudden, fire! Where do you think he found the fire from?
It's Jerry Lawler. He always shoots fire.
Really?
Yeah.
Here, I thought
he was notorious at this time for his fireballs.
So he just shows you that I don't know enough about Memphis wrestling because I did not know that he was notorious for fireballs.
Yeah.
The fireball that I'm most notorious for is the one that Hulk Hogan tried to light in the him and Warrior match in 1998.
Yeah.
All right, now let's hear what Jerry Lawler has to say on the subject here.
I knew that this was, as Sid Vicious said, one of the last or the last shot I was going to get at the title, and it didn't turn out exactly the way I wanted to because even though I got to use a fire on him, I got disqualified, and he's still the champion. So we're going to see, and we're going to sit down and talk with Eddie Marlin and see if there's some kind of way. I know that when I had the Unified World Heavyweight Championship, I didn't get to determine.
Yeah, he did. He's booking this thing. We are going to find that out, Glenn. I know you're going to be chomping at the bit to find out if Jerry Lawler. What are you going to say?
That looks suspiciously like the crown that Sid kicked into the crowd last week.
You mean Austin?
Austin, rather, yeah.
I thought it was like a. I think that crown was maybe. I don't remember. I just remember him kicking.
Yeah,
it.
He must have a load of them. He must have hundreds of the buggers.
Oh, I'm sure. It's like the Burger King crowns. They're everywhere. But I know, Glenn, I know you're going to be chomping at the bit and wondering if Jerry Lawler will get another championship match against Psycho Sid. And
of maybe he's booking this shit.
Well, maybe, Glenn. Yes, he is definitely booking this shit. But who knows, Glenn? Maybe he will get a title shot. Maybe we won't next week. Maybe you'll have to tune in to find out.
Oh, yes. Sorry about that. No, just ignore everything I just said, folks. Tune in next week to find out.
It's totally fine, Glenn. Yes, he's going to get another title shot next week. Tune in to see it, ladies and gentlemen. But until then, I'm going to have Glenn tell you goodbye.
Goodbye.
For all the skeptics and all the people that have a little bit of... Let me do this again.
No, it's live, pal.
And I have half the brain that you do.
Trying to make me look like a jackass.
I am the master!